Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Brad Finstead, the CEO of the Center. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So, Brad, we just got the latest economic forecast, and it is still pretty grim, although they were allowed to work in some of the economic stimulus package from the federal government into those numbers, and so that buffered it somewhat.
Yeah, the numbers, you could look at it from two very different ways, depending on how much you want to scare people, I guess. But the federal stimulus package was included in the latest state forecast, so it has essentially taken a budget deficit that on paper would have looked like $6.5 to $6.7 billion deficit, and it takes that number down to more $4.6 billion. And that's because they were able to capture the federal stimulus dollars. So now what we have is the clear outlook on what the state policymakers and the governor need to do they have the clear outlook of what they have to work with. So now
sure.
They know that in the next few months they have to craft a 2-year budget that will take into account that large deficit. And also I think the ink really hasn't dried on the economic stimulus package programs per se. So, the implementation of those dollars. We know we can capture those dollars in the state. We just don't know for sure how that's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
What agencies will administer what, where are there caveats tied to different programs.
Sure.
And that's what we'll really have to keep an eye out for here in the next couple months.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And, of course, the really hard work gets started now. And I'm kind of curious what your sense is, or do you have a sense as to, is this going to become contentious? Will it become a battle between, the legislature and the governor? What do you expect out of all this?
Well, I think, just with the nature of the beast, we have a very interesting dynamic. We have a lot of interesting things playing out in St. Paul. We have a Republican governor that seems to public polls seem to show that he's fairly popular around
mm-hmm.
the state. You have a very heavily controlled legislature with the DFL who has, owned the last three election cycles pretty much. So they, feel that they have that popularity at their backs. So it's really at the end of the day, I think it'll come down to, it'll probably be a third and a third and a third type solution. A third of cuts, a third of tax increases, and a third of who knows what they'll throw in.
Sort of the magical stuff they do with moving budgets around.
There'll
probably
be some accounting gimmicks, yeah. But,
yeah.
At the end of the day, I think the biggest fight will come down to, what programs can be cut and what revenues can be raised.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, I think we've seen this posturing over the last few months of lines being drawn in the sand. But at the end of the day, it's a $4.5 billion deficit on top of years of some financial instability in the
right.
state. So the tough decisions, the chickens are coming home to roost. They're going to have to be made. And like I said, in the next 2 months, a lot will happen.
All right. Thanks, Brad, for joining us today. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.
Thank you.